Live from Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre with WBHM News. Tornadoes moving through Alabama have demolished homes near Birmingham and left thousands without power. In the Eagle Point subdivision of Shelby County, at least one house was reduced to rubble while roofs and second stories were missing from others. Authorities in the city of Pelham are reporting heavy damage as well. The National Weather Service issued multiple tornado warnings for Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency for much of the state as the severe weather approached. Forecasters say storms will continue moving through the area this afternoon. Aside from tornadoes, storms may also produce damaging winds and large hail. Live from Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre with WBHM News. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabamians to remain on high alert as tornadoes and storm systems continue to move across the state. In a statement this hour, Ivey also offered prayers to the families of those whose lives were lost today. Calhoun County Sheriff Matthew Wade confirmed the deaths of at least three people after a likely tornado hit the town of Ohatchee. He says more fatalities are likely and a few injuries have been reported. In the Eagle Point subdivision of Shelby County, at least 32 homes were damaged. The National Weather Service has issued multiple hazards for Alabama throughout the afternoon. Forecasters say storms will continue moving through the area until tonight. Aside from tornadoes, storms may also produce damaging winds and large hail. This hour, the National Weather Service says a tornado warning is in effect for much of the listening area. For the latest weather updates, you can follow us on Twitter at WBHM.